For today's In Touch, I talked to Pam Holt, naturalist for Washington County, about some recognition the county has received due to the amount of programs she offers.
It is outstanding environmental education program for a county that has two or less naturalists. So there's some counties like Polk County and Story County that have more than two, and the organizations that sponsor this didn't want to put big counties on the same level as the smaller counties, so that's how they divided it up.
Sure, and then in Washington County we have you.
Yes, just me.
And I saw the amount of hours of instruction time or the programs that you offered, the amount of time that added up to, that was a pretty big number.
Yes, in fact, going through other counties' numbers, it seems that we do a high number of programs with a rather high number of participants for having only one naturalist. A lot of other counties do, 8,000, it seems to be the average for a sole naturalist.
And how many hours did we have here in 2013?
Contact hours, I'd have to look that. It's over 300 programs with over 12,000 participants.
What kind of programs are offered there at Mar Park?
Oh, we have a broad range of programs. Probably about at least two-thirds to three-quarters of our programs focus on youth, a lot through the schools and elementary. I'm in the schools a lot, and that could be anything from Iowa history to natural history, like flowers and pollination, and trees, to environmental education like recycling. We have our own day camps here. I help out sometimes with scout groups. We do civic programs, retirement homes, and, anything semi-related to nature, conservation, Iowa history, Native Americans. I've even done stuff on oceans and rainforests in the past, but usually we try to keep it Southeast Iowa focused.
Are you from Southeast Iowa?
No, I'm from Northeast Wisconsin. It's been a big difference down here, and we don't have prairies up there, so I've had to pick up on learning about the prairies and so forth, but I have been here for 15 years and 1 month now.
Looking at what's offered there at Mar Park, what would you say your favorite thing to talk about is?
I probably enjoy best my day camps because they have a lot more flexibility to them. And we can do some things I can't normally do in the classroom or on a field trip. And I get to know the students really well, the kids that come to the camp. And we will be having registration will open April 1st. So that's actually coming up in just a week.
Would they just contact Mar Park if they wanted to get involved?
Yes, if they're interested. We have camps for preschoolers on up to entering 7th grade. They can call us here at 319-657-2400.
Does that, again, just cover a wide spectrum?
Yeah, usually each camp revolves around a theme. For example, this year for the younger kids, we'll be focusing on the animal groups. The older kids, mid-kids, will be focusing on food chain, and the older kids will focus on using nature skills to survive a zombie apocalypse. A little bit interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you had some improvements there to the park. Was it last year?
We've had improvements to the park for the last several years. It's absolutely amazing how the park has changed. I mean, one in the 15 years I've been here, but just in the last few years, we have the paved trails. The lodge has been not totally renovated, but it looks really nice, and it's got a nice little gazebo off of it. We got several weddings already scheduled for that area for the summer months, so it's shaping up nice, and we will hopefully be planning more projects to develop more of the park pretty soon, so it's exciting stuff happening now.
And when does the camping season start?
We've already had a few campers. We never close our campground, but we don't have water. We don't turn the water on until the temperatures stay above freezing. But the last weekend, we had a few campers and are anticipating some this weekend. But once the weather gets above 50 degrees on a regular basis, usually April, it starts increasing. In May, we got campers fairly regularly.
That was my conversation with Washington County naturalist Pam Holt. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.